This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Thursday morning, we'll join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh.
Thank you. Here are your closing grain future quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. March corn was 422, down 1.5. May corn, 430.25, down 1.5. July corn, 437, down 1.75. January soybeans were 13.12.5, down 15.75. March soybeans, 12.92.5, down 16.25. May soybeans, 12.77, down 15. March wheat was 6.05.25, up 4.75. May wheat, 6.12, up 4.5. July wheat, 6.16.75, up 4. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is Tuesday's reported grain prices and trends prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Tuesday afternoon. Wheat found support from technical trading, and positive growing conditions in South America weighed on soybean prices. And without any positive news, corn followed soybeans lower. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 2 cents lower at $3.94 to $4.14. Soybean bids were 17 to 21 cents lower at $12.79 to $12.95. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 1 cent lower at $3.94 to $4.17. Soybean bids were 16 to 17 cents lower at $12.90 to $3.17. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mixed at $3.98 to $4.24. Soybean bids were 15 to 16 cents lower at $12.98 to $13.35. Wheat bids were 5 to 12 cents lower at 585 to 633. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 16 cents lower at 1313 to 1321. Basis was steady at optioned 8 over the January. High pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 464.70 to 484.70, down $12.60 with basis steady at 30 to 47 over the January. Illinois River Barge loading elevators quoted their producer corn bids 2 to 3 cents lower at 410 to 417, with basis steady to 1 cent lower at 5 to 12 under the March. Soybeans ended down 14 to 28 cents at 1325 to 1328, with basis mixed at 12 to 15 over the January. July wheat prices were up 4 cents at $5.92 to $6, with basis steady at 17 to 25 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 1 cent lower at $4.36 to $4.42. These elevators lowered their soybean prices by 19 cents, with quotations at $13.51 to $13.57. Soft wheat closed 1 to 4 cents higher at $6.40 to $6.41. Milo ended the day 2 to 6 cents lower at $4.66 to $4.67. And contract bids for producers for new crop corn in the northern part of the state at $4.05 to $4.16. New crop soybeans at $10.90 to $11.01. In the central part of the state, corn for new crop at $4.10 to $4.25. Soybeans new crop $10.95 to $11.10. And in the southern part of the state, corn for November delivery at $4.03 to $4.30. Soybeans for October delivery at $11 to $11.23. And wheat for July delivery at $5.61 to $5.87 in the southern part of the state. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys, the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now, here are your closing prices from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. December live cattle were $134.50, up 10 cents. February live cattle, $134.62, down 47 cents. April live cattle, $135.30, down 45 cents. January feeder cattle were $166.70, down 57 cents. March feeder cattle, $167.40, down 55 cents. April feeder cattle, $168.10, down 72 cents. February lean hogs were $85.42, up 45 cents. April lean hogs, $90.67, up 22 cents. May lean hogs, $98.20, no change. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday the 31st afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 186 higher in the range of $73.31 to $79, with the weighted average carcass price of $77.99. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows are trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 60 to 67, 4 to 5 weights 63 to 72, 5 to 550 weights 67 to 73, and 550 and up 68 to 74. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging in price from $54 to $59. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 19,037 head, and in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 135, and heifers on a live basis traded at 130.150 to 135, and on a dress basis is at 212. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 632 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $84.37, and that was 74 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $200.65, and that was 94 cents higher, with select carcasses at $196.41, and that was 95 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 100,000. That compared to 43,000 last week and no slaughter for a year ago today. Hog slaughter was estimated at 364,000, which compared to 173,000 last week and 5,000 for a year ago. Now from Arthur, Sale Barn, the weekly hay report. Compared to last week, small squares of alfalfa and alfalfa mixed hay traded steady, with grass hay mostly 75 to a dollar higher. Wheat straw traded 50 cents lower. They had receipts of 2,544 bales, and starting with the alfalfa premium quality small squares, they were $5.50 to $7.50. Large squares were $100. Small squares, good quality alfalfa, were $4.50 to $4.80, and the large squares $50 a bale. Alfalfa orchard grass premium quality small squares were $6 a bale. Alfalfa mixed grass, good quality small squares, were $4.75 to $4.85 a bale, and the large squares were $82 to $85. Orchard grass premium quality small squares, $6 to $9, and mixed grass good quality small squares were $5 to $5.50. They also had large rounds, 37 to 40, and large squares at 35 to 51. Oat straw, good quality small squares, were 2.25 to 2.75. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. January corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.24. January corn delivered to Scottville, $4.15. January beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $13.26. And wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.05. Once again, those prices are: corn at Greenfield is $4.24, corn at Scottville is $4.15, beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $13.26, and wheat at Scottville is $6.05. As the price of corn dropped this year, concerns were raised about cash rent prices not falling with it. Now, when a global shortage of soybeans is driving a need for U.S. farmers to plant about 4 million more acres of soybeans, Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions is concerned those acres won't get planted because cash rents are still high.
One of the problems is we have such high cash rents across much of the Midwest that many farmers feel compelled to plant corn that gives them the higher cash flow. Whether or not it's more profitable, in many cases it still is, in some cases it's not, but that large cash flow requirement is leaning them toward staying with corn. And I think that's one of the things that's going to make it more difficult for us to get the shift in acreage that we need.
And I think we are expecting to see cash rents come down eventually. The question is, though, how long it will take them to come down.
Yeah, the general thinking is that you're exactly right. The general thinking is that they're probably going to stay relatively high yet this year, take another year of low prices to force those rents down. And some of them are multi-year agreements. And so that's why I think the soybean market needs to do its work.
So if we don't see enough farmers planting into soybeans, even if South America has a good year this year, could we see a shortage again in 2015?
Well, we certainly could, because the trade continues to be surprised by the strength of global demand for protein. And when you look at China now starting to reject cargoes of dried distillers grains and solubles, which they were importing on a record pace from the United States, now that they're starting to reject those, that increases their demand for soybeans that they can process into soy meal. So we're just seeing that shift overseas toward more soybeans and the need for more soybeans at a time when we're already stretching our resources.
All right. So we need to make sure that we do get soybeans planted this year. Hopefully it'll be profitable for farmers to plant soybeans so that we can stay competitive with other markets in the upcoming years.
Yeah, and I should warn that there are many institutional money managers out there who believe that if we get a good South American crop that we could see soybean prices drop $9 to $10 a bushel. And that's quite possible. When money flow wants to make something happen, oftentimes it can really move things in that direction. But if we do see that, that would be well below the cost of production in South America. And I think we're still the lowest cost producer in the world of corn and soybeans. And we're already seeing low prices start to curtail corn production in Argentina and in Brazil. And if we see soybean prices take that kind of dip, we'll see that curtailing of production of soybeans as well. We just may have some pain to go through before prices bounce back up.
So even if South America has a good year and soybean prices drop for us and South America kind of takes over some of the U.S. jobs of exporting soybeans and protein, it could potentially come back to us, because with the lower prices, it would drop the cost of production to below what South America can handle?
Yeah, that's exactly right. South American farmers aren't opposed to leaving ground idle or shifting to other crops. And already we're seeing a move toward corn-based ethanol in Brazil and an expansion of livestock production just to utilize the corn that they do have, the surplus that they've built up. So the markets do work. If you go back to the bull market we had in 1995 into 1996, where we set record high corn prices, that bull market started back in December of 1994 after we had just harvested a record corn crop and the pundits were saying we're going to have low corn prices for many, many years. I'm not saying that we're going to see record corn prices next year, but I am saying that when you get low prices, it does build a demand base. So as soon as you have the next threat to production, prices rise much more rapidly once again. And forecasters will tell us that we are in a period of time now when the odds are higher of us having production problems. So we went through a period during the 90s and the early part of this century where we had favorable weather, and we had trend yields are better nearly every year. And they're saying, well, we'll get some trend yield years. We'll have more below trend years interspersed over the next 4 or 5 years. And so that threat is always going to be before us. And with the demand base being built back up, we could see prices rebound when least expected. But it's going to be very important that we have solid risk management principles in place to protect the equity we've built in our farms in recent years so that we can survive to those higher price years.
Again, that was Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions, stressing the need to plan ahead in these years when grain prices are low. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.